In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Christ tells us in this gospel that if we have faith as a grain of mustard seed, that we can move mountains and nothing shall be impossible to us. So let's look at this a little bit more closely. Everybody's seen, I'm sure, seeds at one time or another, and maybe some of you have planted gardens before. For example, watermelon seeds, of course, are very large. They're very big and everything. But mustard seeds are very tiny. We don't usually see them. I don't think most of us probably plant a lot of mustard seeds necessarily, but they're much smaller than watermelons. And so the Lord uses this image of this mustard seed idea several times. Like, for example, in Matthew chapter 13, he says, "The kingdom of heaven is like to a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field, which indeed is the least of all seeds. And when it is grown, it is the greatest among herbs and becometh the tree, so that the birds of the air come and lodge in the branches thereof." So we see that something as tiny as a grain of mustard seed can grow into something great. And this also applies to faith. A person might have a very small and limited amount of faith, but as long as there's even just a little bit of faith, God can help this faith to grow. And so, yet just as a gardener might take a tiny grain of mustard seed and plant it, in order for it to grow into a big tree, some effort is required on our part. The ground has to be prepared and made fertile. As the seed begins to sprout, it's going to need some water, and we have to root up the weeds around it so that they don't choke the small plant, and then it has a chance to become this big tree. And so just as a mustard plant, or any plant for that matter, needs attention and care, so Jesus gives instruction on what we need to do in order for our faith to grow. When this father in the gospel brings his son to the disciples, you know, he doesn't really have much faith. In fact, in one of the other gospel accounts of this particular story, the father actually says, "Lord, if you can do anything, you know, please help my son." And here he's God, he's standing right before God himself. And the Lord says to him, "If you have faith, everything's possible." And then he bursts into tears and says, "Lord, help thou my unbelief." So this father has very little faith. And of course, in some of the other gospels, we also read about how the scribes and the Pharisees were arguing with the disciples. And they were saying, "Well, of course you can't cast out the demon. You're just a bunch of knucklehead disciples. You know, what do you think you are? You're no big deal," you know, et cetera, et cetera. And so so the disciples are struggling with all this unbelief around them. And unfortunately, they're unable to overcome all that and to cast out this demon. So Jesus has to cast the demon out. But then when the disciples ask the Lord why they couldn't heal the boy, Jesus tells them that it is because of their unbelief, but also notes that this kind does not come out but by prayer and fasting. Now it's worth noting that he does not just refer to only prayer or only fasting, but he links these two spiritual disciplines together, prayer and fasting. In his homily on this subject, Father Milorad Lonchar used the example of how God gave man a commandment to fast, even in the Garden of Paradise at the very beginning, when he told man not to eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. So that was basically, he's asking him to fast from the fruit of that tree. And as long as man obeys God's commandment, he lives, but when he breaks it, he dies. Father Milorad gave another example how we can see this with looking at electricity. As long as a wire that draws electricity from the source is intact, there is no problem using the energy. However, the very moment the wire is cut, it stops supplying the energy. And this is very similar to the grace of God. While man obeys God regarding fasting, the grace of the Holy Spirit is poured into him without hindrance. But once man forgets about obedience to God, the grace of the Holy Spirit no longer reaches him. And St. Nikolai Vlimirovich talks about prayer and fasting, and he says they're like two big pillars of our faith, that our faith is sort of rests upon. Two living fires that burn up evil spirits. Through fasting, he says, bodily passions are calmed and destroyed, especially immorality. Fasting cleanses the vessel of our body and soul, and by prayer, the grace of the Holy Spirit is drawn into the empty and cleansed vessel. And again, when the Lord says, "If you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, nothing shall be impossible to you." And Archbishop Andrew Rymarenko says, this is what faith really means. But where do we find this faith? Only in the church. He goes on to describe how when the apostles were, last week we had the gospel about the apostles getting sent across the Sea of Galilee in the ship. And there's a big storm, and Jesus has to come out walking on the water to rescue them. But he talks about how the apostles in this ship were kept safe as long as they didn't leave the ship. And he says this ship really is an image of the church. And it protects us and provides all that we need in the treasury of the church tradition, which is the scriptures and the holy fathers and all the sacraments, and also of fasting and prayer. The church has this wonderful faith which even moves mountains, and with such faith, nothing is impossible. So we find this faith in the church itself just by being partakers of it and by participating in it and doing all that is required. Today, many people understand the word faith really to just mean an affirmation of belief. Someone might say they believe in God and therefore they have faith. And that's true to a certain extent, but this is really just like saying that they have a tiny seed of faith, but it's not yet become a tree that birds can actually, you know, rest in. In the Epistle of St. James in chapter 2, verse 26, it says, "For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also." And here we see faith as a dynamic spiritual virtue that must be practiced and developed with God's help. So the Lord promises us that if we will be obedient to all that the church asks of us, if we will practice prayer and fasting, we will grow in faith and nothing shall be impossible for us. And the Lord keeps his promises. So let us then place all our hope and trust in him, that we too may be partakers of his holy resurrection. Glory be to our God.